Hello, and welcome to Regent's Park here on this April Sunday, 1980. It's beautiful summer weather at the moment, and all the birds are wondering, oh, what a lovely day. Oh, I'm so sorry. There must be some mistake. I'd better run to the studio, I think. Oh, what lovely weather to consume your Easter eggs by. Hold on, I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Look out for that car!
By Jove, that was an amazing escape. Ah, I think I'll unlock the studio doors now for the first time in 3 months.
Be you the white tornado! Go back to London, young man. Go home. Get the ants from this accursed place. Go home, I tell ye. Go home. Do I have to do all this rubbish week after week?
Well, I'm afraid so. It's a sort of running character, you see.
Oh, well. Go home. Go home, young master. Young master.
Isn't that the Phantom Hound? The Hound of the Counterblasts?
Aye, that he be. See, look there. He be a fearsome sight, dainty. Nearly 8 feet tall he be, with great slavering jaws and fangs and eyes like red hot coals. You spot.
Look at you, look at you, look at you, look at you. A triumph of technological engineering. A work of art. They can keep their Sistine Chapels. Give me the inside of a wireless set any day. I bet they're wondering the world ever why I've been silent the last few nights. A radio station like me, forced off the air for the sake of 15 bob. It's ridiculous. Well, well, well. Ho, 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 ho. Boom, 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 boom. 10 o'clock. Time I went in the air. Oh, for crying out loud. I can't get them on me portable.
Voici Empire Radio, 6200, le son d'Europe libre et unie.
Hi there, listeners.
transmitting on 6,200 kHz and 48. Meet a European shortwave band? Well, hi, hello, and welcome to yet another edition of the Mike Thomas Completely Over the Top Radio Programme here on the voice of alternative broadcasting in Europe, Empire Radio International, the sound of a station that's been copied by many and equaled by none. I must say, I really am pleased to be back here in the air chair here on this Easter Sunday 1980, and I welcome you to join us for the next 3 hours here on this channel. Well, where have we been since December the 30th, 1980? Should I say 79? You may well ask. A lot of things have been branded about in the free radio scene, exactly why Empire closed, and it certainly has nothing to do with a lack of audience response, as quoted by some stations after a closure at the end of last year. Empire Radio hopes to continue regular broadcasting on the first or second Sunday of every month, so don't forget to tune in every month on this channel. Above all, Empire International would like to hear from its listeners, and of course we'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop us a line to our mailing address? It's the old familiar one, of course. Empire International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire, NG23-6JX in the United Kingdom. In the next hour, lots of good music, lots of comedy, especially a lot of comedy. And between 10 and 11 o'clock today, we have Dave Cooper, and Dave's got a lot of unusual things in store, in particular, a complete hour of non-stop rock music. And between 11 and 12, we have a brand new DJ here on Empire International, a guy called Rob Davis. Well, I'm sure that you're fed with listening to me, so I know, let's start moving.
Here is a word from our sponsor.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No, forget that.
I forget everything. I know nothing.
No, you can tell her. You can tell her.
I cannot.
Yes, sir. Tell her. Please.
No, I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
And in this edition, you'll be able to meet Dermot Staveaker and René, thrills and spills on the mighty bacon slicer. And music will be provided by Captain Peregrine Simcox and the masked pipes of the 14th Mounted Sanitary Inspectors. But here now is your own, your very own...
Mike Thomas.
The very title of your show is an incitement to loose living and carrying on.
I found.
You'll have to change your name.
For the next 30 minutes, it's Round the Larksley Fortinbras.
Yeah.
Music from Uriah Heep from their 10th anniversary album Conquest, in a rather aptly titled song to start off the Mike Thomas program this morning. It's entitled Carry On, and that's exactly what we're going to do at all 1200 hours today. In fact, you know, this evening we're going out to celebrate, actually, to celebrate the return of the Empire. We're all going to go out for a meal.
Come and help me with my bow tie.
Haven't you done it yet?
No, I haven't. I can't understand these things. It says on the packet how to tie a bow. Take end A and loop over end B. Push end B through loop. Fold end A back. Pass through and under end B. Take end B and pull. I've done that 12 times.
Well?
Every time I pull, it comes undone again. I'm fed up with it.
It should be easy enough.
Well, it's not. It's doing it in front of the mirror that confuses me. See, when you think your hands are going forwards and left, they're going backwards and right. Daft, idiotic things, mirrors. Why can't they reflect things properly?
Try it without the mirror.
I have tried it without the mirror. One side of the bow you couldn't see, and the other side was hanging in my top pocket. The second time, it was perfect. I got it just right. A nice size, lovely shape, not too tight round the neck, no creases, a perfect bow.
What happened to it?
I didn't have me collar on. Well, I tried to slip the collar on underneath it and work it down, but it came undone again.
Well, I got mine on all right. No trouble at all.
Well, I don't understand it. How can anybody as stupid as you put a bow tie on? I've known you have trouble putting your trousers on. But I must say, that's a lovely bow you've got there. How did you do it?
Well, you get used to it when you've got to get dressed up and go out as much as I do.
Show me. You rotten cheat. That's a clip-on bow.
Well, it looks good, though, doesn't it?
That is the coward's way out, that is. It's not British. It goes against the whole principle of dressing up. It makes the whole thing a mockery. It's like only wearing the front of a shirt. Pass me my jacket.
Which one do you want?
The one with the sewn-in shirt cuffs hanging down. Now, how do I do this tie? Oh, I do hate dressing up.
Are you two men respectable?
You've been here long enough, you ought to know.
Come along, you two. Hurry up. We'll be late. I've been ready for ages.
Hey. Tell me. What is that?
This is my new evening dress.
I would never have believed it. All she needs is a bald head. She'd look like Friar Tuck. What's that rope doing round the middle?
That rope happens to be a sash. This is a design of my own creation based on the sack.
Surely you didn't have to make it out of one.
I think you're very rude. You've had that dinner suit since 1936. The lapels aren't meant to curl over at the top like that, are they?
These are silk-faced, mate.
So is the seat of the trousers, by the way.
Hello, children. Are we sitting comfortably?
Then rock and roll!
The band has just released a brand new album, All Through the Night. They're also on their very first headlining national tour across the United Kingdom. Music from Def Leppard from their debut LP and song entitled Good Morning Freedom. Yeah, that's the type of song that gives you an instant headache on a Sunday morning, whatever you do. Be careful with those aspirins. Looking outside at the moment, the weather's quite bright and sunny, but I strongly suspect before the end of the transmission, we'll get caught by those dreadful April showers. Incidentally, a very good morning to our furthest listener this morning, whoever you are. You never know if there's somebody listening in Russia or in Italy. Maybe you could drop us a line to our mailing address of Empire International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, Nottinghamshire in England.
Excuse me, I'm collecting for Nicholas Parsons.
Oh, very well, here's 5p.
Oh, good. I've got enough to buy him now.
Little-known fact that nobody cares about, number the bridges of Paris.
Did you know that the little Sussex village of Rotting Dean was named after a decaying clergyman?
Meanwhile, in the little Surrey village of Smelly Vicar...
Excuse me, I'm the new vicar. Are you a verger?
What, at my time of life?
I'd like your advice on the subject of the widow's mite.
I shouldn't bother to do a sermon on that. There's only two in the village and they both do.
Oh, dear. I've got a feeling we'll get some complaints about that.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, this I'm the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Rubbish. He's a much taller man.
Oh. Would you believe Mrs. Mary Whitehouse?
Get off.
In the beginning, there was darkness, and the spirit of D.A. reared its head in habitual pattern, preying on the mind of man, oppressing him. And then one man turned to himself and said, in a voice free from fear, "Let there be L.A.
I think I am. Therefore, I am. I think."
And for him, D.A. vanished, and the light of everlasting L.A. began to spread from his point of view onto the world. And his fellow men took notice. Some mocked the man, saying, "Thou art a fool. Look what thou hast given up. Thou art surely the all-time sucker." And the man smiled, for he knew he had given up nothing, but had in fact gained the world. And gradually, it became less difficult for the man to relate in the spirit of L.A. continuously. And more men took notice of him and saw that L.A. was good and asked, "What made him different?" And the man said, "You made me different from yourself. For verily we are all the same. Know thyself and fear not, for there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Above all, do unto others as you would do unto yourself, and the spirit of L.A. will forever guide your life." And the people all saw that it was good and became one with the man.
There you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials with smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. And keep on thinking free.
Your eyes, lovely to see you again, my friend.
Now that is a very, very clever record if you listen to the lyrics. That's Rush and the B-side of their latest single, The Spirit of Radio, entitled Trees, transmitting on 6,200 kHz, 48.39 meters. This is Empire.
Everyone's happy with Butch Soap. A bath time's happy with Butch Soap. A move that grime in record time with the big Butch bar of a Butch Soap.
What a load of rubbish. What do you think of that, Harold?
Oh, well, I rather enjoyed listening to that, didn't you, Mary?
What line of business are you in, Mr...
Steptoe.
No, your first name.
Howold.
Howold. I have an uncle in the government by that name.
What, not...
Oh, no.
Issue number 3 of the Empire International newsletter is now available from Empire International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, in Nottinghamshire. Issue 3 contains articles on the return of the Empire, news on FBBA, Missionary Radio, articles on Radio Lumley and Big L at free radio stations broadcasting in Limerick in Southern Ireland, news on Radio Free Birmingham, a flashback feature on forest stations that were broadcasting during the years of 1974 to 76, and last of all, current and up-to-date radio information. If you would like to obtain a copy of the Empire newsletter, well, by all means, drop us a line to our mailing address and send 25 pence plus 15 pence for postage. That's a total of 40 pence. 25p plus 15p postage. Or 25p plus a very, very large stamped addressed envelope, including adequate postage, of course, at least 12 to 14 feet for postage, of course. To Empire International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark in Nottinghamshire. Empire International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark in Nottinghamshire. I mean, we're continually ignored by a lot of free radio press, so I thought it might be a good idea to publish our own magazine. And, well, why not order issue number 3, which is now available.
And now, Armpit Theatre presents a story of horror and lurking fear. We give you Gaslight, Son of Flicker.
The year is 1890. The place, Victorian London. Inspector De La Rose of the CID was going through his file of unsolved crimes with his dour Cockney assistant, Sergeant Molecule.
Well, now, Sergeant, what about the Chalk Farm case? Have you dragged the hip bath?
Yes, sir.
We sent frogmen down, but all they come up with is a sliver of carbolic, a pair of flippers, a bar of chocolate, one roller skate, a waterlogged copy of Memoirs of a Harem Girl and a False Beard. But there's no sign of the bishop himself. No.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad. Sweet, and I knew it complete when I wore a young man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. La 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 la. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? La la la,
a song all about the very early days of Mr. Billy Joel. There he is, and the title track from his album, The Piano Man. I used to know a pianist, you know. Part-time, he used to conduct driving lessons. And he got in the right situation one day.
Same to you, fella. No, I don't know what he said, Mrs. Webb. All right, let's pull into the alley up there and practice a little alley driving. This is something a lot of the schools leave out that we think is pretty. You're going too fast, Mrs. Webb. You're up around 60, and it's kind of a sharp turn there. All right, just drive down the alley. That's the way. Mrs. Webb, maybe we better stop here. Well, I don't think you're going to make it between the truck and the building. Mrs. Webb? I really didn't think you were going to make it. That just shows you we can be wrong, too. No, I'll get out on your side. That's all right. Mrs. Webb, maybe it might be a good idea if we went over to the driving area. They have a student driver area over a few blocks away, and maybe traffic throws you. Maybe that's the problem. Well, turn here on the street, right, and it's only about a block up. All right, turn right here. Well, now, that was my fault again. You see, I meant the next street. not this man's lawn. Sir? Sir, would you mind turning off the sprinkler for just a minute? Newly seated? Is that right? That's always the way, isn't it? Well, I don't suppose it is so damn funny. All right, Mrs. Webb, you want to back out and get off the man's creeping bend, is that right? Just back out, Mrs. Webb. Thank you very much, sir, for... Oh, now we hit someone, Mrs. Webb. Remember, you're going to watch the rearview mirror. Remember, we covered that. The red light blinded you. The flashing red light blinded you. The flashing red light on the car you hit blinded you.
All of a sudden, he looks in his mirror. There's a blue lump in his mirror going round and round. He thinks, hey, it's the fuzz. And right alongside him, coming up, there's a copper on a pushbike with a blue lamp in his helmet. Pedaling like mad, going, na, 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 na. Pull over.
It's the cops.
And what's been going on here, pussycats, huh?
Now, hold on, Kojak. There's been some misunderstanding here.
You're so right, Coochie Coo. All of you, you're under arrest. Stavros.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Get him out of here.
Okay, Lieutenant.
Well, I just come here to make a record, and my poor horse has got all upset, and I just don't know how I'm going to live this down, I can tell you.
How do you like that, Lollipop? Police officers making records. What'll they think of next?
Very well. I shall have to make a report. And no doubt you will be hearing from the magistrate's court within the next few days.
Good. And I shall answer any charge in person. I am willing to defend my civil liberties, whatever you try to do to me. I'm not frightened. Use your rubber hoses and your lights in the face. And all smoking while I haven't got one. See if I care.
Meanwhile, in a courtroom not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
The court will rise. The case of Podium versus Rent-A-Bird, Mr. Justice once presiding.
Miller!
I am acting for the plaintiff.
And not very well, either.
Shut up, Miller. My client, Mr. Trevelyan Podium, on the night of the 14th of November last, read the following advertisement in the Jodrell Bank Echo.
Silencing call.
I shall quote verbatim.
You do, and you'll clean the mess up yourself.
May I continue, my lad?
Certainly.
The aforementioned advertisement read as follows. Contact Rent-A-Bird for...
Milad, I wish to call a surprise witness.
Who is it?
The Dagenham girl, Piper's Milad.
Is your name Michael A. Hearn?
Micah Hearn. Yeah, Micah Hearn. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
splendid,
yeah.
Splendid.
Yeah, yeah.
You sometimes refer to yourself as your DJ Michael A., I understand.
Well, sometimes, yes.
Excellent, yes.
Yes. Yeah,
well, I've got a warrant here for your arrest, sir.
You've got a what?
I have reason to believe that on April the 1st last, and on several occasions prior to that, you broadcast a program called the Mike Hearn Show from Radio Kololin. By so doing, you are guilty of an offence under the Marine and Broadcasted Offences Bill. I must therefore ask you to accompany me to the station, sir.
No, no, really, you must be joking. Come on, you must be, really.
You, British subject, sir?
British? Yes, I'm British, yeah, British through and through, you know, land of open glory. I love Britain, really, you know, send her victorious,
That does it, sir.
Milad, this cannot go on.
Why not?
I've lost the next page.
Yeah. If this continues, I shall clear the court.
That's a hell of a jump for a man of your age.
Yes.
Milad.
Whoops. That's one way to increase the volume of your record deck by making a slight mistake on the mixer. This is Mike Thomas in the air chair on Empire International 6200 with music from Cheap Trick. And from the album Heaven Tonight, this is The Way of the World. This track's from the album Dream Police and not Heaven Tonight. Cheap Trick and The Way of the World. Incidentally, they have a new single out at the moment that was released last Friday entitled I'll Be With You Tonight. That'll be in the charts, otherwise my name is Tony Blackman. The next number one in the top 30, I do believe, in about 3 weeks will be Blondie and their brand new single Call Me. No, we haven't got that single, actually. very good morning to John Campbell, if you're listening. Hello, John. Yes, and... Well, this next sketch is just for you.
Hello out there, all you radio fans.
Naturally, you've been wondering where I've been this past couple of weeks. You've been going frantic, twiddling the baker-like knobs, scouring up and down the tuning scale, looking for the kilo bicycles, banging the brushed aluminium receiving sets with the poker, but getting nothing but the usual run-of-old cobblers such as the Emperor Wogan giving out the revolting with lectures which are boring the pants off one and all. Where is the Idi Amin show, cried the world. And a lot of half-assed salesmen crawling about the pavements of the famous Tottenham Court Road looking for the teeth and similar. The absence of my golden tones from the airwaves no doubt been taken by various imperialist trash that Idi Amin got his skids under him, victim of a coup. They hoping to have some new fellow appearing down the Kampala Wimpy for the foreign press conference and announcing, Yassum, we got rid of that uppity nigger, hush my mouth, just put your boot on this step, Bwana, I given the best shine east of the Congo. Only that ain't the way it is. The fact is, I've been getting the Ugandan Navy into shape. It'd been taking up a lot of time, what with having a hole in it. Also, the parrot being delivered untrained is a terrible parrot. All he'd do is stand on his shoulder with his mouth shut and leave his ghastly droppings on the new epaulettes. The other big problem facing the Ugandan Navy is we ain't got no sea. And short of taking the fleet through Tanzania on the bus, there ain't no way at present of getting it into the Indian Ocean, which is where you want to be if you're going to start sending gunboats about and splicing the main brace and all that business. So we starting off in a small way, putting a fleet on Lake Victoria. Going to sink a few dock, torpedo the old hippo, and as soon as we get the old eye in, we're going to declare war on the U.S. Navy or similar. Now, the way I see it, they got two choices. Either they back down straight away and give us the lot, including the Pentagon, Las Vegas, and the Playmate of the Year, or they're going to have to come to Lake Victoria and take us on. Now, a lot of you people ain't boned up on the naval strategy, such as Mr. Midshipman Easy and five men in a boat and all that. And you're going to say to yourself, Washington putting in a couple of missile ships and an aircraft carrier? Where you getting off with a converted paddle boat from the Regent's Park kids' pool and the Secretary of State for Defense standing up the sharp end with his uncle's shotgun? What they ain't realizing is America gonna have to bring its aircraft carrier in by air and build it on the beach. Soon as we see them unpacking the pigskin suitcases, we gonna leap into the armored tricycles, pedal up like lightning and let go with both barrels. This gonna give us an aircraft carrier, also a lot of first-class luggage. I'm getting sick of arriving in foreign capitals with this spare underwear and a brown carrier bag with Cohen's Smoked Salmon Limited written on the side. People think I'm a pickled herring salesman instead of the famous international diplomatic giant. And I'm telling you, once you got an aircraft carrier, you really somebody. You got status. People getting off the pavement when you walking by. People getting up for you on the tram. You ain't walking naked into the conference chambers of the world. People saying, see that gentleman with the black eye patch and the wooden leg under his arm and the bumper boy's telescope what folding out in four sections and the new frog flippers? That admirable of the fleet, Idi Amin, PhD Esquire. And as soon as he finished negotiating this new loan, he going out after the well-known Moby Dennis again. With a bit of luck, I could be the next Robert Newton. Belay there, my hearty. Oh, no, the parrot has done it again.
Oh, dear. That's John Bird. From the album The Idi Amin Tapes, Volume 1, and a story all about, Uganda, more or less. Empire International, Mike Thomas, back with you. I know I said that before. I seem to be repeating myself a large amount today. This is music from Magnum, and for the next 4 minutes, we're going to go across on a great adventure across Europe.
I look, the lights have faded fast. Darker, where am I going? No one tells me. A journey far beyond my dreams. Harder, everyone knowing, no one can see. Deeper than ever, take me over.
Magnum and a great adventure. Well, I hope you're having a happy Easter. I should imagine you're listening on your communications receiver this morning while eating a piece out of your chocolate Easter egg. All I've got in front of me is one of those Cadbury's cream eggs, you know, on the television commercial. You see the 10,000 Cadbury's cream eggs, please. That's all I've got. Well, it's nearly time for me to go. And don't forget to stand by for Dave. Oh, God, blimey, Cooper. Well, all I'd say is if you can't be good, whatever you do, please be careful. Look after yourself, and with a bit of luck, I'll be back next week on 6200 Empire International. If you'd like to write to me or to any of the Empire staff, we'd love to hear from you. Then drop us a line to Empire International, Kent Place, Norwell, Newark, in Nottinghamshire. Thank you to everybody who's written to us in the past. I gave us support to continue.